For the first time in over 100 years, a competition banner will be raised at the Fergus Curling Club. It was the year 1899 when a team representing the Fergus Curling Club won the Ontario Tankard, and it would be the last time for over a century until a club team in Fergus would be victorious in provincial competition once again. It was February 2026 when Team McDougall, bearing the Fergus Curling Club's banner, took the provincial U20 curling title and qualified for national competition later that year in Sudbury. And it was April this year when Team McDougall claimed the top spot at the 2026 U20 Canadian Junior Curling Championships and punched their ticket to World Juniors in Aberdeen, Scotland, slated for February 2027. Skip for Team McDougall, Evan McDougall, says the team was so overcome with accomplishment, there was no single feeling to describe the massive victory in Sudbury.
You work hard for it for years and years, and it's a lot of heartbreak and a lot of losing and having to figure stuff out. And when you finally do it, we all had no idea how to feel. Like, it's super weird, but yeah, I'm unbelievably excited.
Like the rest of the team, Evan McDougall has been curling for roughly a decade and has experienced profound success with the current team roster.
You play on lots of different teams, but you're friendly and comfortable with almost every single player in the curling community. This team in particular, we all knew of each other's capabilities and everything just kind of clicked when we chose the team. And I think we all had a lot of mutual respect for each other going into it. And more than anything, it's really important to, you know, really enjoy the people you're playing with. So all of us can say like fully that we're like best friends with each other. Like we go hang out off the ice. All the guys stay at like me and Dylan's house a lot of the time. They come over. We're really just really close buddies that kind of happen to curl. And I like that.
Another aspect to consider is the supporting club. McDougall and the rest of the team say they have never seen such a passionate club in their years of playing. And no matter what happens at Worlds, McDougall is proud to be bringing the team banners back to Fergus.
That is the only place in the world we want to hang that banner. Like, we're super proud that that is where that is going, because like, it's been a crazy year and they've been with us through it all. And it does feel like home. The win means so much more when you have that much support.
Team McDougall's manager and Evan's father, Steve McDougall, says there aren't many clubs as caring as the Fergus Curling Club.
In our case, I mean, our boys, you know, have actually become part of the club. They go there, they're in the league every week. The members all know them, and it's been a real kind of family atmosphere for them, so it's been great.
The other athletes are Dylan Stockton, Evan Mador, Carson Kay, and Ryan Fisher. For Carson Kay in particular, Team McDougall was his first experience playing on the national stage and the first team he has been a part of to qualify past provincials. Kay says there's no other group of guys who could replicate this level of success.
I honestly have never been on such a supportive team of one another, and we all have really high expectations for each other because we've all played against each other since we're 9 years old, and we know what each other are capable of, and we hold each other to those standards, but we also understand when there's a bad game or a missed shot, like we let it go right away, but we also know what each other needs to be pumped up for the next shot. And that to me is huge. Like, we're not just players on the ice, we're each other's best friends.
Speaking with McDougall, Stockton, and Kay, they say this deep bond and level of understanding is one of the keys to being a competitive curling team, though good coaching helps too. And Stockton says their coach for this year, Jordan Thin, was an absolute masterclass.
He brings the vibe to every game, to every practice, always keeps us engaged, always keeps us, you know, together as like a team. And he obviously has the technical coaching skills to back it up and kind of like our cheerleader, which he kind of felt like during nationals, which was honestly amazing. Exactly what we needed, obviously.
The team says this year has seen a lot of personal growth and skill development. In the coming months, Team McDougall will be working with the national sport organization Curling Canada to prepare as best they can for World Juniors in Aberdeen. Evan McDougall says the team has also been selected to be part of Curling Canada's Next Gen program to further enhance their skill ahead of the international competition.
We have a lot of access to, you know, Curling Canada's coaches and different resources like that. So they have kind of helped us create a season schedule that is revolved around, you know, our center focus, which is Worlds. It's going to be a lot of the same stuff. It's going to be a lot of physical training off the ice. And then also we're going to be playing in some a little more competitive events. We're going to get some exposure to some pro teams in a couple events, and really just trying to make sure we're at the highest competitive level we can be at when we're heading into Worlds.
However, crossing the pond for international sports harbors a significant cost. Callum McGeechy is the former Fergus Curling Club president and is now very involved with the U18 program at the club. McGeechy says this achievement is nothing short of amazing.
It's still beyond my comprehension, to be honest with you. Like, for them to be able to represent not only our club, but Canada, and then taking that to Aberdeen, Scotland in 2027 is going to be amazing. And I hope that they get the TV coverage that the older generation gets.
And to support Team McDougall as much as they can, the Fergus Curling Club has organized a fundraiser scheduled for the end of August.
On August 29th, we have a huge fundraiser going on here. We're hoping to raise $40,000, but anything that we get will be good. So we're doing a cornhole tournament, Waddies, and euchre tournament here during the day. People just need to go to the website to sign up. And then if you're competing in any one of those three tournaments, it's going to give you entry into our Battle of the Bands at night.
I'm Mick Horvath for The Grand 101.